We are, to some degree, wrapping up things here at the Policy Conference, and it's a great time to kind of take a look back with a gentleman who actually was instrumental in setting the tone from the get-go, and that's the chair of the 2023 Mackinac Policy Conference. He's also Bank of America's Michigan president, Matt Elliott, joining us this afternoon. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to be here. Thank you.
So you were the one that chose the power of and. You've got it there, a big ampersand on your lapel. I want you to define for me what that is.
You know, the power of and really comes from a concept from Jim Collins, which is too often business leaders, but I think, you know, people generally get trapped in this, what we call the tyranny of or, this getting trapped in either or thinking that things are one or the other, all or nothing. But I think we all know in reality that problems really get solved best when you come together and you find a better solution than what you would have started with. Mm-hmm. And that's what and is about.
Give me an example of where that's worked.
It works all the time in my company at Bank of America. You know, we believe, for example, that we have to deliver profit and purpose. And it's not optional to do one or the other. We have to do both to be successful long term.
And that it's not, these things are never mutually exclusive. Quite often they make good partners. We just don't think of those opportunities.
You're exactly right, Guy. It's this idea that very often we think of things in either or terms, and it's actually a false choice.
So obviously, we've got a lot of decision makers and government people on the island who fall into a my way or the highway, my team, or we can't give you guys a win. When you've been circulating and you've been talking to people, are they drinking, for lack of a better term, this positive Kool-Aid that you're putting out there of, you know, can we change that mindset to make it more about we than about me?
Boy, that's really well said, Guy. And the answer unequivocally is yes. I've overheard it while walking on the porch. I've heard people come up to me and sort of parrot back what we've been saying. And I think it's been very powerful. I don't think it's necessarily unique to an idea that I had or that we had at Bank of America. I think it's something that's been out there for a while. People have been thinking it. We just needed to sort of give voice to it. And that's what we've done this week.
Okay, so 40 years in the business industry, I get up and I drink a cup of skepticism every morning, okay? And I don't know that we can break this culture that we have that's only gotten worse. There's still so much dysfunction there. What do you think the key is to changing minds and showing them that actually this is in your self-interest to do this?
It starts with leadership, Guy. And I said this yesterday during my opening remarks, is that, you know, when you look around and you look for the problem's in the room and so is the solution. You know, it comes down to leadership. We as leaders need to hold ourselves accountable to an and idea and and thinking, and also hold those who work for us, our institutions, to the exact same thing.
And I also would argue that especially in a political context, the leaders that we have here don't look at their constituents as their customers. They look at their donors and their leadership and their caucus as their customers. Am I wrong?
Well, you know, from a political perspective, that's probably true. But on the other hand, ultimately, we're the ones that make those decisions, we as citizens. So, you know, it's up to the citizens to decide if you want a different system, we have to change it.
Well, and it also starts with saying the other side may be a political opponent, but they have to be a partner to some extent. And we saw this week with this debt ceiling situation where there was a compromise. Everybody agrees that there are parts of it that they got to hold their nose. That's the essence of compromise. But it also was something they did, something we haven't seen in years, which is they're going to spend less next year than they did this year.
You know, it's all about getting to a place that's better than where you were before, right? So that's the power of and, fundamentally.
Give me your perspective on Detroit's and Michigan's recovery post-pandemic. We almost have a tale of two cities here, a nighttime city and a daytime city, and I was just talking with the mayor about this. It's now reorienting ourselves to the fact that maybe the new normal is we won't see as much foot traffic daytime. Do you see the same thing?
Yeah, I think you're right, Guy. I think that the purpose of cities is changing. Richard Florida, who's been here at the conference, says this a lot.
He was a guest yesterday. Interesting guy.
Very interesting guy. And what he would tell you, that cities are places of connection now, not just a place of work or a place of leisure. That's a little bit of both. And when I go to Detroit and I'm downtown either day or night, and that's what I see. People are there to connect and be around each other for whatever purpose, be it to go to dinner or to go to work.
Assess the business climate for me. I was a little bit put off quite quite frankly, Governor Whitmer came out yesterday and she's got her, well, this is what we're going to look at for Michigan jobs and growing the business climate. Well, this is after 90 days of legislative binging that may have done things that we should have done this piece first before you did that and thought a little bit more before implementing. Do you agree with that? And where do you sense where we are here in terms of the business climate? And have we taken a step back?
Well, I really focus on, as a member of the board of directors, not only of the Detroit Chamber, but of Business Leaders for Michigan, I really focus on the agenda of what we need to do to be competitive as a state. And, you know, the economic development agenda that the governor is working on, I think, is, and we would say at BLM, is directionally correct. You know, I'm not going to address the political, you know, reality of what the new majority felt like they needed to do to start. But ultimately, what we need to do are focus on things like working on a better education system, being a more attractive place and an easier place to do business with for companies that want to relocate here. And by the way, a lot of them do. And then growing our own base and being more attractive to new college graduates and frankly, people who want to move to Michigan.
What do you think the secret sauce is going to be with changing that dynamic? We do a pretty good job, as Richard Florida pointed out, with keeping our kids at home, which was for a dad that had a kid leave for California, that was a surprise to me. But I'm happy everybody else is doing better. But we're seventh in the nation for retaining our young people. That's something that's it's important for a building block. Now we got to lure other people's children and get them here to do the kind of work that we need them to do. How do we do that?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One is we have to work on placemaking. This is something the governor is going to focus on as well. Her idea that we need to grow the population, I think, is a good one. And
right.
My CEO, Brian Moynihan, said that yesterday. He thought that was a good metric. I agree with that. That's also the mayor's fundamental metric for his success at the city level. So part of it's placemaking. Part of it is driving knowledge economy jobs. And that comes down to, in my view, entrepreneurship. It comes down to having an educational system that can support more knowledge economy jobs. I think we'll attract and retain more people if we do that.
Right now, we seem, and again, this could be a media mirage, but we're talking about batteries, and we're talking about those manufacturing jobs. And that's all great, and it's great for the UAW. They're $40,000 a year jobs for the most part. Are we missing and I talked about this with Richard yesterday, are we missing the bigger picture, which is the knowledge-based jobs like we're seeing in Austin and Columbus that pay $120,000 a year?
This is an and. I mean, we need both, frankly. We need both.
But are we missing the boat? Are we kind of going for the low-hanging fruit that seems familiar to us and not trying for the bigger ring?
I think there's an ecosystem that surrounds these manufacturing jobs, Guy, that includes those engineering jobs that are higher paying, that includes the design jobs that are higher paying. And so I think it's an and in that regard.
How important is housing affordability? And you're in this space as a lender, certainly. What's the market doing right now? And it's an interesting piece in Detroit where it's actually cheaper to buy than to rent. We've got that working in our favor. Are we leveraging that enough?
Well, I think we're doing a better job in Michigan and in Detroit than the rest of the country is, that's for sure. And housing prices are adjusting to the fact that interest rates have risen farther, faster than
you are seeing that?
Than any other tightening cycle that we've had in the last 50 years.
All right. Final question, Mr. Banker, and that is that the early returns yesterday is that the Fed will not bump the interest rates. They're going to press pause, see if the simmering pot is getting cooler. You think that's the right time to do that?
Well, the Fed's going to do what the Fed's going to do. We think rates will be higher for longer than most people believe,
okay.
Because the economy is doing better than most people believe.
Yeah, I certainly. We saw two cruise ships come in today here on Mackinac. I think the recession is the ship that everybody has been waiting to come in for 8 years, and it just we don't even see it on the horizon.
I woke up to those same two cruise ships this morning. I was floored.
I know, and they're beautiful. Who
they
knew?
Are.
Thanks so much for giving us a great starting point, Matt. I think that the whole power of and is a great talking point.
My pleasure. It's been a very gratifying experience. Thank you, Guy.